all the guests, good morning and welcome. It is with great sorrow that we gather today to mourn the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. On behalf of Hertfordshire County Council and the people of Hertfordshire, I have written to the King's Private Secretary, Sir Edward Young, to request that our sincere condolences and gratitude for the lifetime service and devotion given by Her Majesty the Queen are passed to our new sovereign, King Charles III. The thoughts of everyone in Hertfordshire are with the royal family at this time of grief. But although we meet today at a moment of enormous sadness, it is also a unique opportunity for the Chamber to reflect upon Her Majesty's remarkable life. Our late sovereign has been a part of all of the lives for most of us. You'll probably hear today from a couple of people who remember Princess Elizabeth when she became Queen in 1952. Her Majesty set an example of devotion to public duty par excellence and was one of the most incredible people there has ever been. Her extraordinary qualities shone for 70 years on the throne, navigating wars, financial and humanitarian disasters, and even a global pandemic. When she said, "We will meet again," it gave comfort to the nation, and we believed her. I'm sure we are reflecting on some of her visits to Hertfordshire this morning. What a blessing we were able to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee this summer in so many different ways. It was the perfect opportunity for Her Majesty to see quite how loved she was and how grateful Hertfordshire communities were for her steadfast reign, our rock, our anchor. Hertfordshire has already become one of the most successful counties in terms of the Queen's Green Canopy Project, with the number of trees we have planted and others we have pledges to plant this autumn. I am sure this pleased Her Majesty immensely. Whilst we mourn with the royal family and the people of Hertfordshire and others far beyond, we give thanks as our county council to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth for her extraordinary life and work. God save.